Hello, welcome to another Audio Boo, brought to you by me, Steve. I'm still here in Spain, and, well, you know, we're getting a little bit nearer to the moment when I can fly back to Liverpool. Next Friday, the 17th, we're back in Liverpool. I can get my Christmas radio times and everything. Of course, as you may very well be aware, recently I've been getting as my main source of information on what's on the box and on the wireless from the official BBC Press Office page. They have lots of information on the forthcoming programmes and everything. And apart from that, I have a very, very good source of information for all my classic bits and pieces. It's the BBC Archive, and they have their own Twitter, and we've been looking at the Twitter for the last week or so since we first discovered it. And of course, as you may very well be aware, because we are in Spain, we can't, you know, when we sort of talk about all these programs that are on the BBC or whatever, we can't watch them. We can on the BBC iPlayer, it doesn't work if you're outside of the UK. Now, you can use it for radio, no problem, but all this sort of TV stuff, you can't see anything. And that goes for not all, but a lot of the clips which you can find on the BBC website. So, for instance, I do watch a lot of the sort of like This Week and the Daily Politics. You can watch that in little clips on the internet, no problem. That's okay. You have to watch the advert first, but then you do get the clip. But unfortunately, most of the clips which are published on the BBC Archive page, they unfortunately don't work for me. So I can read about what's being published, and I can sort of enjoy the memories connected to those items. But unfortunately, I can't actually get to see them. So, for instance, from December 2nd, a clip, Make Your Own Ed the Duck, with help from Blue Peter. I remember watching this when it was live. Unfortunately, it's one of the many clips. If I click on it, if you're outside the UK, unfortunately, you can't see it, which is a bit of a shame because they've been celebrating 25 years of children's BBC presentation. That's the sort of when the sort of continuity first had the InVision presenters. In between the programmes, the links between the programmes, with Philip Schofield, and before that it was Debbie Flint, you had Andy Crane, then you had the two Simons, Simon Potter, Simon Parkin, you had another Andy, who spelt his name slightly different, Andy Peters, and it went on and on and on. Toby Anstis, my brother was standing next to Toby when he went to see Aha in Norway last week. I thought I'd drop that bit of information in there. So there we go. So all kinds of clips, and these are really fantastic clips from you know, the best of the archives of the BBC. But unfortunately, I can't see them, but I can read about them, and I can some things going all wrong for Debbie Flint, but unfortunately I can't see what. Debbie, of course, went on to be a star presenter of QVC, which is where my dad buys all his things from, and what happened after that, who knows. But a lot of these people went on to do lots of different things, and it's just great to see what was happening 25 years ago. So they have a special archive section simply on only on the children's BBC broom cupboard, sort of back in the days before they called it CBBC. So that's great. And as I say, I can't really sort of get to watch any of the clips, unfortunately, but I've enjoyed the memories nonetheless, and I'm sort of going through all the old tweets. And they've been sort of talking about all different sorts of things. Not too sure exactly who it is doing the tweeting, if it's Jim or Kate or both or what. They are from the BBC Archive Collections team. I believe one of you had a bit of a problem with your typing or something. Something was going wrong, I read before. I'm not too sure what it was, but I think one of you are just getting to grips with the typing and the tweeting and everything. But all fantastic stuff has to be said. Of course, today is the anniversary of the death of John Lennon, and they have a terrific section on all things related to Mersey, sort of the Mersey beat and the Mersey sound and the Beatles and everything. So check that out at the official BBC Archive.